Vice President Biden will meet with President Petro Poroshenko in Ukraine as reports surface that Russian tanks are rolling across the border and fears are rising that a new rebel offensive is underway, further threatening a fragile ceasefire deal reached in Minsk. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Stephen Pfeiffer.
There's a lot of indication that suggests to me that Russia is not interested in promoting a solution based on Minsk, but it's interested in a frozen conflict.
The senior fellow at Brookings Institution points to Russia's refusal to withdraw troops and equipment, its opposition to European monitors along the Ukrainian-Russian border, and Moscow's support for rebel-organized elections in eastern Ukraine that were widely criticized by the West.
Unfortunately, we've seen no real interest on the part of the Russians in moving towards a peaceful settlement. And so what that means for the West is that the West has to continue to apply the economic sanctions. There is lots of evidence that the sanctions are having a significant economic impact.
Biden will tackle another seemingly long-term conflict, the battle against Islamic State militants, when he travels to Turkey for talks with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. This is their first meeting since the vice president alleged in a speech last month that Ankara helped facilitate the rise of the extremist group by allowing foreign fighters to cross into Syria from Turkey. The comments outraged Turkey's president. It's also their first meeting since the U.S. dropped weapons and other aid to Kurdish fighters in Syria. Bulent Alariza with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says a key sticking point is Turkey's call for the immediate ouster of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
Until the Western allies, including Turkey, commit themselves to an active program to ensure his ouster, these problems can continue. Now, the Washington approach is, yes, we're committed to a Syria without President Assad, but we have to focus on the IS at the moment.
We want you to get out of our land.
While the differences may center around the fight against the Islamic State, Vice President Biden may also address a recent incident in which three American sailors were attacked by members of an ultra-nationalist Turkish group on an Istanbul street. Analysts say though relations between the two allies are strained, they have overcome difficulties like this in the past, such as in 2003, when Turkey refused to allow U.S. troops to use the country as a base due to Ankara's opposition to the Iraq war. Arup Pandey, VOA News, The White House.